All right. I didn't give you much music there because Jay is here with me in the studio. Jay Belcastro, superintendent of Lake Superior School District and a regular on the show. And I might add a regular now with his own podcast. So thanks so much, Jay, for being with us this
morning. Always a pleasure.
Yes. So let's start with the big day. It is grad day, one that a lot of people look forward to, probably actually a lot of mixed feelings about grad day. Tell us what it's like for you and for adults in the system.
Well, I think we can all relate to the specialty of what graduation was for us and the memories it brings. And really, it's always interesting to see who shows up for graduation.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of years ago, after we got done and the celebration ended, the grads walked out. These folks came up and introduced themselves to me because they're friends with my parents. Oh. And they said, we just love coming and watching the graduation. So it isn't always just family. This is a big deal. And
it
so
is.
It is so awesome. And it, you know, we've been with these students for so long, and to be able to see them accomplish this, for some, it's been a huge challenge. For others, not so much, but, you know, this is such a gateway to what's coming into their future, and we know how important this is and celebrate the accomplishment for sure.
Yeah, and we were talking about it last night with our graduate daughter and just remarking on how unique it is. I mean, there is nothing else like this in your whole life.
Yes.
Kind of like a wedding or having a baby. I mean, it just, and you know, she was already thinking about, you know, what their class was going to do maybe that night after the graduation to celebrate, or where they might, they went to the break wall to watch the sunset a couple nights ago, and, you know, just really healthy, wholesome, and also just sort of meaningful ways of looking to the future together at this really special time.
It is, and think about it from the perspective of, if they didn't walk tonight, how that changes everything, right?
Yeah.
The dynamics. I mean, to me, this is just, and if you're going to be at graduation, you'll hear me talk about the golden ticket and a little preview to that. But really, it is. It provides the opportunity for you now to decide where you want to go with this. And certainly, if you aren't walking that stage, that does create a lot of limitations.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I always get disenchanted when people kind of play down this. I mean, my theory is this is you need to do something after high school. You know, if it's a trade school or the military or a four-year university, you know, there's a lot of things. But if you don't have this, those others become so much more of a challenge. And so I think this is just such an important part and really kind of the first big thing as they transition from teenagers to adults.
Yeah. Well, and I would say you would not be in the right job if you didn't really believe that this is important.
Absolutely.
And what can you tell us? Is there anything specific you can tell us about graduation rates? We've had that discussion many times over the years. What are the graduation rates looking like?
Yeah, we still perform above the state average. You will get that information, and certainly after we have our seniors walk. You know, last year we were in the 93 percentile. It is a big piece of who we are. You know, and the piece, I certainly as the high school principal working with counselors in the past, you know, students that we think are in jeopardy get on the radar real quick and early. And then there's lots of interventions. How do we assist? What do they need? You know, working plans. There have been students that have come down to today and getting that final assignment in before they get the green light to go. But, you know, we certainly know our schools, our size, you know, both in Silver Bay and Two Harbors. We know our students. We know their needs. And if they have a willingness and a determination, I can assure you we have it on our side as well. And they'll get across that stage.
Yeah. And you're doing both William Kelly and Two Harbors in one day. That'll
yes.
be a lot of strong feelings.
Absolutely. Yeah. Excitement. A lot of excitement.
Yep. And then before we leap into the after, what about, do you have anything else to tell us about student life this spring, sports, clubs?
So fun to watch our track team again. It's, you know, track is a strong sport in our district and in Two Harbors, and watching the records fall.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. And if
they're making it look easy, I don't know how they do that.
Yes. Well, and if anybody knows Scott Ross, he's so passionate about Agate sports and I appreciate the text messages and the emails to the entire staff and how the staff responds to, you know, hey, we just broke this record or this individual just took second, whatever the case is, it's certainly proven that, you know, these especially our girls team have really put a lot of work into it. And hard work beats talent. When talent doesn't work, things really happen when you have talent that works real hard. And I think that's what we're seeing today.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I know that the girls team won the sectional meet yesterday, yes. Actually, and many of them are headed to the state meet in a week. So yeah. A lot of people will be following that.
It was fun. I was with a dear friend of mine, Dan Hebel. We were actually up in Canada fishing, and we were talking about the girls team, and certainly coming through and his experience. And of course, Dan is kind of a data guy, statistician. So he went in and started pulling winning times for last year at state. And boy, who knows? I mean, our team is strong.
They're hitting those winning times pre-state this year.
Right,
I know.
So we're very excited to see what comes.
I know. And Dan is certainly a huge piece of that legacy, too.
Absolutely.
So just really fun for him, I'm sure, to watch what has happened with his girls. And next year will be next year.
That's
and
right.
it ebbs and flows for every school. So just really fun when that kind of thing happens. All right, let's talk a little bit about your podcast. I don't want to let that go. That's a kind of a new thing you started this year.
Yeah, podcast. I'm a big podcast listener. I appreciate being able to listen on my time and picking subjects and topics that I find interesting. And, certainly I'm a big believer in information, and certainly a medium like today provides an opportunity for me to connect. But starting this podcast is really the why behind it was being able to share topics that I think are important for people to understand, but also to really kind of have some fun with our kids, with our staff, so it isn't always going to be hard hitting deep topics, but sometimes it's going to be lighter. I had a pleasure of interviewing two of our basketball players for the May edition, and just so much fun to sit down and listen to, how they got involved in the sport, and Trent Gomez and Carly Holm both going on to play collegiate basketball. And it, very, very interesting to hear their paths and in their determination and passion for the sport and how they balance athletics and everything else.
Yeah.
And so very fun. If you're interested, it's on our district website. It's under District Discussions, also found on Spotify. But again, very fun. I'm going to be interviewing next week our outgoing high school principal, Joe Nicolay of William Kelly. And so he and I are going to sit down, and that'll be posted for June.
Wonderful. I can't wait to hear that. I know Joe is also a legend.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure his depth of wisdom and reflections will be well worth hearing, whether or not you actually have kids in the system right now, or in the school. So really fun to hear that. I'm going to do a quick shout out because I know this is a new thing, but the International Club, they did a big fundraiser. They're going to Costa Rica, and they are having a fundraiser dinner tonight at 6 for seniors and their families. So hopefully people will show up for that. And then the summer arrives, and we got a lot of work to be done on those buildings. Jay, tell us about it.
Wow, do we ever. We will be having a groundbreaking ceremony next Wednesday, June 7th, 11 o'clock up at William Kelly in the afternoon at the Mini. This will be kind of the kickoff once staff and students vacate the buildings. We get going, and we refer to it as the Summer Slam. And so there will be immense work done at all three sites. When we look at a big concern that was that hit us really last November was the implications as the district was starting to receive bids back from contractors. We were seeing double-digit increases in inflation. The projects get vetted out through a number of different ways to ensure we've got what we consider to be solid bids through our project management team of ICS. When the bids came back, and this wasn't just the Lake Superior School District, this was kind of an epidemic across the state that we saw that we're not going to be able to do what we told our taxpayers we were going to do. And so it went from the November of 21 being very excited to have the support to then hitting last November around Thanksgiving and seeing these bids going, oh my goodness, we're going to have to cut. And so there were 14 school districts, us included, that joined a coalition and really started to go heavily at the state surplus of the $17.6 billion. We hired a lobbyist. We got at it. I can tell you, when the lobbyist told us you have to be impressed on how close you got to the finish line, I'm not impressed with that. I got to get across the finish line. And so we were not successful that way, but Senator Hochschild, who represents us, heard us and heard us loud and clear. Senator Hochschild, once elected, came up and toured the Minnehaha. He was able to work with the IRRRB to secure out some funds. So I'm really happy to report that the district will be infused with about $8 million in new dollars that'll help offset the implications of inflation. And so really fun meeting on Wednesday when we got to sit and talk about what we're putting back into the project that had to be cut because of the impact of inflation. So a huge, you know, shout out to our representative. We feel like we were heard, we were respected, and very happy that education was a priority. And so from that perspective, we're happy to say that our projects are looking like we said that they were going to look in November, and now in 2 years, we'll be able to see the finished product.
And how much of the original product, I mean, is that original project still mostly there, all there, or like how much of that did this last bit bring back?
Well, it brought back a majority of it. Some of the decisions that we had to make early on, we just had to decide. An example was we have a new music wing going up in William Kelly. We needed to make some decisions right away. So an example was we went from a two-story new music wing to a one-story, being able to carve out about $1 million in savings there. So some of those things are irreversible, but we still are providing what the plan or the detailed plan was to accomplish. And so from that perspective, we feel very good. Plus the student numbers supported it. So the decisions we made, we had a lot of things to consider. We do have a project oversight committee that's made up of three of our school board members, our administrative team. So there's a lot of eyes, ears, and opinions on this that helped us formulate out a solid plan.
Okay. And then by the end of this summer, what percentage of this project is going to be complete?
Two Harbors High School will be complete. The Minnehaha, we will have a new media center, a new cafetorium, a new kitchen area, and some of our classrooms will be fully renovated. We will see renovation throughout the school year, so it'll be a little bit different, you know, for our staff and students there. We've all lived through construction, it's never always easy, and so we're anticipating that. But that's a big scope project. William Kelly, some new additions there that'll be complete. New secured entrances. Another thing that we're going to look at is how do we tap into some of this new educational dollars and the grants that are brought through these new dollars so that we may be able to even infuse our project more with some state support.
Okay. Whew, that's a lot, Jay. What's your summer going to look like? Are you going to be hovering around, or you're going to go fishing?
Well, yeah, I'll be here. I've got a trip planned, kind of fun. I brought a buddy of mine from college back in 1990 up to the Boundary Waters, and we were a couple of freshmen at Johnson & Wales in Providence, and we've done multiple trips to the Boundary Waters. His son is a freshman at Arizona State, and he wants to bring some buddies up to the Boundary Waters. So us old guys are going to teach the new guys the ropes of paddling and catching fish, and then, of course, a couple trips out to Isle Royale.
Oh, yes. Good. Well, it's wonderful to hear you speak, and just to speak so much about the good and the fun stuff. We've had a lot of conversations about the harder stuff over the years, and this is really one of the better moments. And I can tell as a principal and superintendent, you also get pretty excited about things like graduation.
Absolutely.
So it's good to catch you on this day of all days. So
Wonderful.
Thanks again for coming.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Jay Bell Castro, superintendent of the Lake Superior School District.